lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And today, I want to talk to you about manifesting an ex back. I know I talked about that yesterday in yesterday's episode, and I want to give part two. So part one yesterday was kind of me saying, you know, if you're very fresh in a breakup, and even if it's not fresh in time, if it's still very fresh in your feelings, you can manifest your ex back. So go ahead and take that piece of information and let that soothe you. Do what I said yesterday and come up with a story to soothe you, whatever you need for soothing yourself. Now, this is all happening inside of yourself, in your own self-talk, in your own internal world, in your own self-concept. It's not happening. This is what you're not doing is you're not texting your ex a bunch of times. You're not, saying happy birthday to your ex or whatever it is. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't occasionally text your ex or can't tell your ex happy birthday or whatever, but all of the work you're doing is going to be inside of yourself, especially to begin with. I mean, in manifesting the whole time, you're not really contacting anyone unless you get sort of inspired to do so. I mean, I don't want anyone to be afraid to take action, but this is not encouraging you to take action. You're not texting someone a bunch of times. You're not trying to figure out like when's a good time to run into them or anything like that. This is not about the 3D world. This is about you inside of yourself, in your own heart, in your own internal world, in your own beautiful human imagination, and what you are telling yourself in there. So, once you have yourself soothed, the next step you're going to take is getting clarity. You're going to get clarity on the type of relationship you want to have with your ex. So, if you are broken up from your ex currently, you're currently not together, then you know that's not the type of relationship you want. And you may even think back to your relationship that you had and see if that's the type of relationship that you want. Do you, like, you know, was everything going just, you know, rainbows and sunshine and perfect when you broke up? Probably not. I mean, you know, you could have been kind of blindsided and not seen it coming. That's always possible. But in a lot of cases, people aren't. Sometimes people are, you know, so it could go either way. But it doesn't matter which kind of side of the, you know, track you're coming from on that. Like whether you, you know, were blindsided and didn't see it coming and really, you know, just want the relationship you had back. Or if you, you know, you had some issues and it led to a breakup. Either way, you can figure out, you know, you're going to move on to the next step of clarity, which is what you want your relationship to look like. And so when you're doing this, I really encourage you to take some time to do this. Take some time with yourself, especially if you're just fresh coming out. You've just really soothed yourself. You've gotten to a calm place where you can kind of think about clarity. Take several days. Take a week. Take as long as you need, but I wouldn't rush it. Don't feel like in the next, you know, 15 minutes, I have to decide this clarity so that I can move on to my manifesting technique. Because that is the next step. Moving on, you know, choosing a technique, if you want to choose a technique. I'm really pro techniques. I think they work wonderfully well. They are a way to focus your mind. Remember, they're just tools. Techniques are just tools. They're not what's actually manifesting. But I am very pro technique. So that's just my opinion. You know, do whatever is most resonant with you. But this getting clarity step really can't be skipped. And even I recently have realized that I have been skipping this clarity step sometimes, or trying to skip it. And it's really important. You have to have clarity about what you want. And it's for you. It's for you. And that doesn't mean that you can't, the word I'm thinking of is cheat, but that's not really what I mean. That doesn't mean that you have to have every detail nailed down exactly as you want it. You don't have to get super detailed, but you can get super detailed. What I mean is that you have to kind of know what you want. You have to know like, you know, how you want to feel in a relationship. That's probably a good place to start. Do you want to feel loved and safe and secure and prioritized, cherished, respected? Like, what sort of feelings do you want to have? Let's say that in your last, before this breakup, that your ex, that you weren't really feeling prioritized. You feel like maybe your ex always chose his friends over you or his job over you, or maybe he had, you know, he was cheating on you, whatever the circumstances of that are. Like, the feeling inside of you was maybe feeling not prioritized. So when you're getting clarity about what you want in the future, you know, you maybe you really want to be prioritized, that you want to be a priority in your partner's life. And that's, you know, that's a perfectly wonderful thing to desire, and you are worthy of that desire. So really clarity on that. And so that's the next step. So I didn't want to leave you hanging with just the emergency piece, like, of soothing yourself. The next step that you want to do is get clarity. So you can do this. You can manifest your ex back. And I guess we're going to do a little series on manifesting your ex back, since I've gotten several emails on it lately. Thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want.